The plane crashed only minutes after takeoff from Congo's international airport in Kinshasa, exploding in flames and destroying over a dozen homes. The death toll has risen daily as emergency teams worked their way through the wreckage, dragging bodies from the plane and from the rubble of crushed homes. Kinshasa-based Paul Mpui works for the Red Cross.
There were officially 52 died and more than 100 wounded.
He says 29 people have been hospitalized. He says the Red Cross does not believe more bodies will be found.
Yesterday they stopped the operation, and today it was just the assistance of to the person who were evacuated to the hospitals.
He says the Red Cross is giving psychological support and food to survivors.
We have given food assistance to the person who were wounded. It consists of rice, sugar, and beans.
The plane, a Serbian-era Antonov 26, suffered engine failure on takeoff, according to a UN spokesman, and was trying to return to the airport when it crashed. Transport Minister Remy Kuseo was fired on Friday for what a government spokesman said was incompetence. Congo's government barred the Antonovs from flying in September, but the decision was revoked following pressure from inside and outside the government. Lawmakers Saturday called for an inquiry and punishment for those found responsible for the latest crash. In August, 14 people were killed when an overloaded Antonov crashed in eastern DRC. Selah Hennessy for VOA News, Dakar.